Hey, Patriot Pals, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today needs no introduction. He is America's sheriff. He is out there fighting for God and country every single day. He is going around this country and making things right. Welcome, Sheriff Mac, back to the Mel Kay Show.
Oh, I missed one day last September, I think. My wife was sick and I had to help take care of her one day. But other than that, it was 364 days last year.
In fact,
let me tell you the truth about last year. We actually did a webinar about everything we did at the CSPOA last year. 72 public presentations.
Wow.
And 7 webinars, TV interviews, and radio interviews every week.
Oh, my.
And over 100,000 miles traveled by me, just me.
Well, you got to be honest. You are America's sheriff. That is incredible. Well, Thank God.
We've got a lot of work to do, and I'm ready to do it. And now I'm asking the American people to join us in that so we can quadruple down on what we need to be doing. And my big news is we're going to have the granddaddy of conventions September 30th and October 1st in Las Vegas, where we're going to invite I'm going to die trying, whatever we have to do. And I'm going to tell you this again, Mel, whatever we have to do to get 700 sheriffs in that room at the Ahern Hotel in that convention hall, whatever we have to do to get them there, we're going to do it. And we're actually going to pay them to be there. Pay them. They will not be out one dime. In fact, they will go home with $2,000 in their pocket.
So what's the plan? So we're going to get them there. And what's the game plan?
The game plan is we're going to invite them with email blasts. And we're going to send out a postcard to each one. And then we're going to have their people take personal invitations to them and tell them that they want them to be there. Then the sheriffs who attend will use their own credit card to reserve a room to get their airfare or to pay their gas, whichever one they do, they drive or fly. And then when they walk into the room that morning to get registered, we will hand them a check for $2,000.
Wow. I mean, this is and you know what, whoever doesn't show up doesn't belong being a sheriff. Well, I got to be honest.
And that's true too. And we had just an amazing miracle a year ago when we did our convention in the Woodlands outside Houston. And one of the sheriffs there, his name's Scott Williams. He'll tell you his story. We're going to use his story as a basis for our invitation because this happened to him. He got invited to our convention. He looked me and the CSPOA up on the internet and he said, "No way, I'm not going. Look at this crap." And then one of his constituents said, "Look, this is a free trip for you. You don't have to pay anything. It's going to cost you a day, maybe a day and a half. Why don't you go find out for yourself if this is a worthy thing to be a part of?" Now he's on our board. he's been on our panel discussions all across the country. And he has said, he'll tell you a story. "This is the best training I've ever been to." He sent me 2 different texts after that happened, that while he was at the conference, the light went on and he understood what we were trying to do. And he was converted and he felt the spirit of freedom overcome him. And he said, "This is what I want to do. This is what I want to be a part of." And it was like a conversion to the gospel.
This is
intertwined with the gospel. This is God's gift, and liberty came from him to us. And we have an obligation to protect it and to protect it for our neighbor and our children and our families. And I have an obligation to protect it for you and for the rest of America. And this is all I'm after. I'm not asking anybody to give me anything.
I know it.
Okay? But if you want to help and make this thing happen, I'm asking you to join us in this holy cause of liberty and go to cspoa.org. And let's get this thing happening. And to all our posse members and to all the people of this country, if you really want a peaceful and effective solution, and if you want this to happen, then join us, help us, take these invitations to your sheriffs, and let's get them there. If you have to drive him yourself, if you have to go on the plane with him yourself, then get there. And any sheriff who brings a sheriff with him will get an extra $500. So a lot of sheriffs could be going home with $2,500. And who knows, if they hit the jackpot at the casinos that night, they could really be pulling it in.
Yeah. Well, let's just tell the folks exactly what, first of all, you've educated many people, including myself, on the importance of the sheriffs and actually their duty and their oath to we the people that many of them don't even realize they have. They are also voted in. So the constituents should be watching right now and demanding their sheriffs show up. But yeah. On top of that, what are the main things right now in this predicament we're in? We are in a state of tyranny. I believe that our country has been captured by people that are loyal to a different entity other than we the people, obviously. And the swamp has really, really gone above and beyond anything I believe that the founding fathers imagined could happen, because we lost patriots and we were replaced, by Marxists.
They've gone below anything that I thought they were ever capable of.
Ever. And so let's say real quick to the people, not to the sheriffs right now, but to the people, what their sheriffs should and can be doing right now to help turn the ship around and save this amazing country.
Okay, well, let's list the abuses happening by state and federal government. Let's start with the federal government. What's the greatest abuse that the people of America have been suffering from the federal government for the last 50, 60, 70 years? Which one was that? Which would it be?
Well, to me, it would be the psychological war on the people, but, above and beyond that,
Which bureaucracy has been committing the most crimes in America for the last 50, 60, 70 years?
Yeah. Well, to me, I would say that it's the military industrial complex, but you tell me, because you've been on the scene longer than I have.
Well, that's definitely one of them. But the easiest one there is the IRS.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I was just talking about it today. People don't even know it's a private entity owned by a private bank that is beholden to a foreign nation.
And they're going to keep coming after us. And nobody in Washington, D.C. does anything about them. The Democrats and Republicans both allow this agency to serve another entity, to serve the national bankers, to serve the Fed, the Federal Reserve, which isn't even federal. Everybody knows it. And so these people run our money and run the value thereof and run us into the ground and literally put more innocent people in prison every year. Oh, and another thing that's illegal. How about random audits that are not based on the Constitution or any probable cause or due process? And so we continue to allow this to occur as if it's just something we have to accept. And we're not going to accept this anymore. And we're going to discuss this with the sheriffs on September 30th and October 1st to see if we can come up with a plan of action where they put the federal agents, all federal agents, not just the IRS, but the FBI, DEA, FDA, EPA, Army Corps of Engineers, USDA, anybody, all these regulatory agencies that keep coming into our homelands and our counties and depriving us of our life, liberty, and property. And so we're just gonna have these sheriffs come up with a plan of action to where they're gonna say to the federal government and state government bureaucrats, there's a few things you're not gonna do in our counties anymore. Right. And when you list 1,000 counties on there, do you think that'll be a little bit intimidating to a few of these dastardly bureaucrats who think they can get away with everything? Well, it's not going to happen anymore. And folks, I'm telling you, Melke, and you already know this, there's not a single abuse going on in this country that the sheriffs cannot stop.
And so, yeah, and you know what, Sheriff Mack, you bring that up. And I have to tell you, we just saw something really horrifying in Canada along these lines with the bankers and the corrupt Fed and the corrupt everything and their overlords in the central bank, which is, we already know, the illegal search and seizure for donating money to a cause that you believe in. They now have the ability to go. If they can do it in Canada, they can do it here. They now are using that.
They've done it here. They've done it here before.
Canada probably
got it from us.
Yeah. Yeah. I read about recently all these people that have had their money seized by the federal government without due process, without cause, and then getting it back. They have to hire an attorney to get it back and get back less because of the attorney. Second thing I want to ask you about, I just saw yesterday something really, really disgusting. And it's the same people that have been bragging about the election fraud and election theft. These guys, Soros-backed NGO, Media Matters, all those people, they've gotten together and they are starting a group called the 65 Project, where they're going after all 100 lawyers that questioned the election and filed lawsuits to get judges that refused to look at it. They're going after their law licenses. And the guy, David Brock, he comes out and he says, we're not just going after their law licenses. We're going after their livelihood. We're going to smear them. We're going to make sure they can never work again. And that anyone that ever questions the election, as if they haven't been for the last 20 years, will never be able to practice law again. I mean, what is going on with these NGOs and these think tanks? I mean, it's crazy.
The normal corruption just keeps getting more corrupt. The lawyers that are the few of them out there that are called constitutional lawyers,
right?
Or even other lawyers who want to stand and do the right thing for their clients, and if it means protecting them, then they do it. There's not very many of them, as you very well know, and I hope that the ones that have stood will continue to stand. And that we, the people, will stand behind them.
Right.
And now let's get the CSPOA sheriffs to stand behind them. And let's put these corrupt public officials and corporations.
Right.
Let's put them in their place.
Yeah.
And I believe we can do it. And if we get this army of sheriffs, and I say army, and so people think, oh, no, they're planning an army coup and takeover. No, we're planning on a peaceful an effective process to take back our country, because we know that you, the corrupt other side, the federal government and these big, huge corporations and the Biden dictatorship want us to be divided. They want us to be violent. They want another civil war.
Right.
We don't want that. And I'm telling you right now, we have the solution to all of that. If the sheriffs are involved in interposing and intervening and defending and upholding and protecting the Constitution and protecting their people from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, from all enemies, foreign and domestic, we will win this. We will keep it peaceful. And this is exactly what the sheriffs promised to do when they took their jobs and they swore their oath in God's name to do that very thing for all of us.
Yeah. You know, I'm in Manhattan in New York City, and I have to tell you, when people look at it and they say, oh, it looks really dangerous, it looks really violent, it is really dangerous and really violent. And I sometimes hear people say, oh, it's not so bad. It's so bad. And going outside after 10 p.m., going to the subway, going anywhere. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if their hands are tied or whatever, or most of the NYPD that were the old school cops that were like their parents were cops and then they were cops and their grandparents were cops. That used to be the NYPD I knew. Well, yeah. They no longer exist. And what I do see is crime, and it's like it's sanctioned by this mayor here, but also by the governor and all that. And the cops aren't doing their job on the local level. And I'll tell you right now in Manhattan, it's a very dangerous place to be. I mean, it's back like to the 70s. What is going on with all this defund the police, with the, what do the sheriffs have to be able, shouldn't they be able to like intervene with these police forces that literally they're sitting there on their cell phone while some guy's being attacked by a crazy person coming off the subway, and they just look, it's the craziest thing.
Well, and not only that, but these sheriffs need to be working with the chiefs of police across the country. And in so doing, go to the judges and have meetings with the judges and say, look, you judges, we're going to have a real problem here if you don't start putting people in jail and quit giving these easy bailouts to where they're literally committing one felony on Friday and they're committing a second felony on Saturday because you won't keep them off the streets. And
I mean, did you ever in your life, you've spent your life in law enforcement, imagine that there would be a world where there was no bail for horrible crimes and committed over and over and over under the guise of something called equity?
That's a good one. You know, it's not up to these judges to try to create reparations.
Right.
You know, that's up to Congress. But judge, your job is to uphold the laws and to make sure that the guilty among us are punished and taken off the street so they don't get to victimize us all again. Right. We're victimized by government so much, but when it's also that government allows these types of crimes to continue, it is precisely the reason why you have such an exacerbated crime rate in New York, Chicago, Boston, LA, San Francisco. And when literally, when murderers get away with murder, what are they going to be afraid of if they do it again?
Yeah. And not just that, you know, also, yeah, also, we got the stuff at the border and people think it's not a border problem. I'm telling you, the Bronx right now is being run by a gang. They have more power, I'm telling you, up there than the cops. It's happening all over in little pockets here. But I know what it is. And this fentanyl is everywhere. And all of that. What I know there's a couple sheriffs at the border. Okay. But I just saw something totally insane. You have to know that this is the controlled demolition of America by design, because I saw that the Biden regime is sending the Border Patrol agents that are already demoralized. They're becoming babysitters. They know what's going on. They can't do anything. They're sending them to Poland to be on the border. What in God's name? What can the sheriffs do about the border? My God.
Well, the sheriffs can call out their posses, but if they don't have backup, if they don't have backup from the governors, then there's not much they're going to be able to do, because how long can volunteers last at the border?
Right.
And the sheriffs can't authorize that, and they don't need to ask permission from anyone. But I just don't believe their resources will be sufficient and be long term to really provide what's needed at the border. Before they could have, but now there's such chaos at the border that I don't believe there's enough. And and the cartels are now in charge of the border.
I know.
And so it's going to take some big fixing. And it's not going to happen with Joe Biden.
No. Yeah. Let me ask you something about sheriffs in general. So if somebody wants to run for sheriff, right, and they have a good background, or they're former a vet or a former cop or whatever, how corrupt is it to become a sheriff? I mean, is there a Soros machine like the DA's involved in the process of running for sheriff?
A little bit, but not to an extent that would really make a huge difference. I know that Soros got involved in the Maricopa County. Well, I don't know that. The word was that Soros got involved and he donated to the Democrat running against Joe Arpaio.
Right.
A good man and a good friend of mine. Joe was a good sheriff. And people need to realize what this man did to let people know across the country and across the world that the sheriff is the ultimate authority in his county.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate what Joe did and the courage he had to prove that to everyone. It was quite an educational process that he did. And Joe right now is actually running for mayor. He's 88 and he's running for mayor in Fountain Hills, Arizona, right outside Phoenix. And that's where he lives. And so I really hope he gets that. He's a wonderful guy and he's still really with it, even at age 88. I absolutely love him. But the sheriff is very independent. He doesn't answer to a committee. He doesn't answer to politicians. He doesn't answer to the county commissioners or to the county attorney. He answers only to the people, and that expresses his power.
Right. And you brought up a couple of times the posse, and that we know that I believe that January 6th was a setup. We talked last time, Thomas Jefferson and basically all the founding fathers feared we'd be living in something like we are now. They never probably imagined like this, but certainly this was part of the going into the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They were protecting against the tyranny. And where we are now is I feel like people are scared. You know, they keep acting like, first of all, if our side and the patriots and the people who love God, country, freedom, justice and unalienable rights and believe that this country was ordained by God, we aren't the violent ones. We if we were, they would be going very differently. But on top of that, we also don't, it's the people that I believe are the ones that will save this country aren't they don't fight dirty like no. The other side. They don't, yeah. It's not about destroying the enemy. It's about, you know, restoring America. And you know, it's hard to watch, but I do say to people all the time, there's different kinds of violence. The other side uses lawfare. They use smear merchants in the media. They use legalized under Obama propaganda. They use financial terrorism through the IRS and other things. But I do believe that a lot of what happened on January 6th with the whole insurrection, you know, narrative, was to stop people from doing what they are allowed to do by the Constitution, which is form a militia in this situation. And what is your take on that? Because it seems to me the best way to do that, if you want to get involved on that level, is to go through the sheriff.
It is. And I've said that for a long time because there's authority behind it. The sheriff said, this is my posse. They report to me and they're not controlled by politicians. They're just controlled by the sheriff, and they can be as trained and sophisticated as the sheriff likes, or he can just keep them on a list and use them as Minuteman if he ever needs them for a natural disaster or for crowd control, right, or to interpose on behalf of a citizen against federal abuse. You know, people act like defending a citizen against federal abuse is treason.
It's unbelievable.
Sitting on your butt while you're watching tyrants take over your country is treason.
Yeah.
Get busy and stand and do what you're supposed to and do what's right. And then we can take America back, especially if the sheriffs in this country are united in that cause.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what it takes. I mean, there's too many people in America. You know, it's scary because since the infiltration, I go back to like when the Weather Underground were the actual domestic terrorists, and then they all like, seems like that whole crew infiltrated the universities. And now these kids coming out of college, they actually like think socialism and communism and Mao and Stalin and Marx were heroes. And this is a very hard thing to deal with right now. But I think that a lot of that is also based in, to me, a lot of that is tradition, sedition and treason, and the teaching of it. The indoctrination of it is, I feel like Hitler and Goebbels are looking up from hell being like, God, if we were that good, we would have gotten a lot farther. Yeah. I mean, look at what's your take on this propaganda media? It is so out of control. Yeah. I've never seen anything like this. I never would imagine I could.
And some of the churches are spewing the same government propaganda crap. You know, take the vaccine. And wear the mask, it's safe and effective, and government's trying to help you. And who's the idiot on late night talk shows?
Colbert or Kimmel or any of them? Kimmel, probably.
Yeah. And
they're on the dole for these guys.
I don't know why those mean Republicans are picking on Fauci. Fauci's just trying to save everybody's life.
Right.
What an idiot. And how does he know Fauci's doing that? Has he checked? And how do they know, how does anybody know that there wasn't fraud on the election? Can you show me the investigation that you conducted? Can you show me the investigation from anybody? When Attorney General Barr said he looked into it and could see no evidence whatsoever of a fraudulent election, or at least nothing that would have determined the outcome of the election. How did he know that? Can he show me the investigation he conducted?
No, probably because he worked for corrupt people in the past, and he has to stay in line.
The propaganda is there was no fraud. Why are you lying about the election? Because you don't know there wasn't, because I don't know there wasn't.
Right.
But I predicted the outcome exactly. And I said, Trump will lose the election because the Democrats will do anything, including lie, cheat, steal, and murder if they have to keep that man out. And then I also said, don't go to January 6th.
It's not
something you want to go to. I didn't say that it was a setup, but I felt something totally wrong with it. I was invited dozens of times to go, and people got mad at me for not going. And I said, don't go. There's something wrong with this. And it that didn't turn out. I mean, I didn't know people were going to storm the Capitol, but I just felt it was not right.
Right.
And not that it was immoral, but that something was definitely amiss and was going on. And I believe we played right into their hands. Hell, man.
Yeah. And I was glad that, because I have a couple of people that are on this People's Convoy, and they didn't go into DC, and I knew it was a setup, and I'm really happy to see that they did not.
Oh, and I didn't tell you this part. The media still tried to blame me for it.
Oh, great.
I said, I wasn't even there. And I said, did you see any CSPOA hats? Did you see any CSPOA t-shirts? Did you see me anywhere? I said, I told people not to go. And they said, you still help plan it with Oath Keepers.
No, it's a smear machine. It's another psyop by the same people who hate America and would like our country to cede our sovereignty to their globalist buddies, or exactly. something to that effect. Yeah, you know, that's one thing. Also, here's the other thing. The January 6th committee, honestly, today I saw came out, the Inspector General of DHS came out with a memo today that confirmed what a lot of us knew, which is 3 days before January 6th, the DHS had gotten plenty of information that there was going to be infiltrators, there might be violence, including from Trump and Meadows, but also from their own reports, their own information, their own DHS, and they didn't turn in the information and did nothing until 3 days after January 6th.
Oh, well, Well,
I mean, what are we dealing with? and of course, the memo said that they it was egregious incompetence. That's not incompetence. I don't know what it is, but it's not. But again, now they're doing this January 6th committee. And like you said, they're subpoenaing people that weren't even there.
Yeah, I've been waiting for mine.
Oh, no. Well,
no.
And then what happens
I think they finally got convinced that I wasn't there and I had nothing to do with it. I had to give, well, I didn't do it, but I said, do you know, I quit Oath Keepers in 2015, you know, and they go, oh, you did, you know, well, then why were you with them? You know,
but the majority of the Oath Keepers are good people besides.
They are.
It does appear that they were fully infiltrated, like with the Gretchen Whitmer, you know, kidnapping, that these guys were infiltrated. I've seen plenty of evidence of that, as I have for everything else. But again, until we have some real law and order and justice and people like you and other sheriffs in there, we're not going to see much justice, which is why I'm very concerned about 2022 and the same people. Now, they've lost the COVID narrative, but they're still trying, the same operatives that smear you and smear Arpaio and Trump, the same group of people, they're very obvious. They don't hide who they are. They're out there, you know, going through all the states, trying to manipulate under the guise of like that it's Jim Crow South, that the election laws and all that, you know, 2022, the people really have to take their citizenship and their vote much more seriously, because I actually heard something that really upset me, which was only 30% of the American people voted in 2020, which of course makes the Joe Biden numbers absolutely impossible. But, you know, we, the people, I understand a lot of people don't want to have given up on the government, aren't part of the process. There's also cultural groups that don't vote and this and that, but the people have to take back the country and they have to go out there and do their duty.
Right. Well, people are only giving up on our government because it's the most corrupt it's ever been. The real pandemic is one of utter government corruption, and the epicenter of that is Washington, D.C. So people don't trust them anymore because they wonder why. Let's see. How do you know if there's going to be fraud in an election? Well, it's not guaranteed every time, but it's guaranteed possible every single time, as long as you're using computers
right.
to tabulate votes. And let me ask every liar on late night television and CNN liars. They're not anchors. They're liars. Mm-hmm. I challenge anybody on CNN to have me on your show and we can discuss this, because I want to challenge you and ask you one simple thing. What is the government purpose in using computers to count votes?
We know what it is.
And yeah, exactly. And did you ever know of a computer that is not capable of being hacked? And even the Pentagon computer has been hacked. Major corporations have been hacked, including some of the most sophisticated computers used by oil companies. And they got a $15 million ransom because they hacked and then gave them back their company after they got $15 million. Folks, that kind of subterfuge and sabotage happens to every type of computer in the world.
Right.
And now you're trying to tell me that it didn't happen to our elections. You don't know that. And the likelihood is that it's very likely that it did happen because they used computers to do it. Why? Tell me why we use computers. Does that serve the American people? Does it serve a government purpose? No.
Right.
Not anything. Why are we using them then? Because it makes cheating easier.
Yeah. Now, that's one last thing I want to ask you about. I saw this Wisconsin sheriff. He's out there trying to fight.
Sheriff Schmaling.
Yeah. He's out there trying to fight, but what he's fighting is really, really sickening. Apparently, these people, these operatives were going to nursing homes while we were locked down and ballot harvesting for people, Alzheimer's patients, dementia patients, people that are in hospice and at the mental institutions and all of that. Those people should be arrested. Like that is so egregious. So that's such a crime.
The sheriff of Racine County, Schmaling, turns the investigation over to the state AG. And you know what the AG said? Nice publicity stunt, Sheriff. Instead of looking at the evidence and examining the evidence and pursuing a criminal charge against the guilty people, he accuses the sheriff of grandstanding.
Well, that's the problem. All of these, that's what happened with the Supreme Court. That's what happened with Paxton. Had a very good, he just wanted them to look at the evidence. You know, that's the thing that you were saying before. They keep saying that there's no evidence. Well, nobody's looking at the evidence that can do anything.
They so put it in front of your face and you still don't want to look at it.
It's so bad. But you have to wonder, I don't know. I think a lot of these judges, I've had a lot of people come on my show that have been, you know, there's a lot of judges that are bribed and blackmailed and in on it. And we get like the lobbyists, and it's just, it's a whole swamp. You know, it's funny. I heard Donald Trump, Glenn Beck said that when he met with Donald Trump recently, that Trump just kind of was saying to him, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was this bad.
Amen to that. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've seen it from all sides, but you're doing something about it. So tell the folks how they can support you. And also, so they should also get in touch with their sheriffs and tell them that they want them to attend this event because those sheriffs work for them.
Well, amen to that. Go to our website, leave your email address so we can engage you in this process. Join the posse.
Yep.
It's $11 a month or $99 a year. Make any donation you want and look really deep into your soul and say, if this is the only solution we have that's peaceful and effective, do you want to be a part of it?
Right.
And that's all I'm asking you to do. Don't do anything for me. Do it for you and your family and become a part of the solution, because this is the only peaceful one left.
I agree.
And let's make this happen together. We will train you every Tuesday at our CSPOA webinar so you know how to You know how to get involved with your sheriff and get the solution to happen in Vegas on September 30th.
Yeah, you know, the more I go around, I try to go around and meet with folks. I give out a lot of, constitutions. I talk about the Bill of Rights. I talk about all the corruption. But you know what? People always say to me, what can I do? What can I do? How can I get involved?
And I have the answer for them. We have the answer.
Right. I'm saying this is such an easy way to get involved. And once you get involved in this group and you support the sheriffs and you support a peaceful way, legal way, constitutional way to turn this ship around, that you don't have to go through the corrupt DC. You can go through actual law enforcement.
Amen.
You know what? That's a way. And it's a tiny amount of money for something that can really actually make a difference. So if you're looking for a way to help, you go to Sheriff Mac's website. This man works tirelessly to save this country. I see you speak and people cheer and people feel so motivated. I will try to attend that event if I can too. And I'll tell you what, I think I'm seeing you in San Diego. But
I will see you there this weekend.
Great. I saw you on the thing. I was like, Sheriff Mac's going, yay. But I have to tell you, you are tireless. I know you have an amazing supportive wife, but you have dedicated your life to saving this country, and it is something else. So thank you for stopping by. Give me an update, and I will put all the links below. And please, everyone, this is such an easy, simple, nothing way to make a big difference in our country. And thank you, Sheriff Mac. You're a real hero.
Thanks, Mel Kay. We'll see you soon.
See ya. Hey, Patriot pals, Mel Kay here. The controlled demolition of the economy by the private Western Central Bank and the Biden regime-backed World Economic Forum Great Reset can no longer be denied or ignored. Consumer prices are skyrocketing. The Fed is raising rates. Inflation jumped 7% this year alone. That's a 40-year high. Now is the time to go full steam ahead to protect your hard-earned savings, 401ks, and IRAs by diversifying your assets by investing in gold and silver. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. And he'll help you put together a personalized financial plan to maintain your security and sovereignty no matter what comes ahead. Protect yourself and your assets for the future. Please do not be left behind. Now is the time.
If the last 18 months have taught us anything, it's that you have to take control of your own health. You can't rely on the government or Big Pharma. That's where Z-Stack comes in. Z-Stack is a specially formulated supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. Go to MelKDrZ.com and order today. That's MelKDrZ.com.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.